Well, Cass County Health System has a program coming up we want to talk a little bit about here this morning. Alicia Baxter is with us this morning. Alicia's with the Behavioral Health Unit, helping to lead that portion of the hospital. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Thanks for coming by.
Good.
Appreciate it. We haven't had a chance to speak on air about programs offered at the hospital before, but you've got an important one coming up.
We do. We have an event coming up on November 14th, Tools for Troubled Youth. We will be doing a free workshop here at the Community Center in Atlantic. Dr. Lynn Hoff is a clinical psychologist that works with CHI Health Behavioral Services for Nebraska and Iowa, and he is going to come down and do a free workshop about tools to help deal with troubled youth, also suicide risk and self-harm behavior. So,
what does that mean, troubled youth? Because that's pretty broad.
That is pretty broad, yes. So troubled youth, you know, we see a lot of troubled youth on the unit, different people that have maybe mental health disorders or maybe just dysfunction at home, problems at school, maybe being bullied. These are just things that you can use to watch and see, you know, the signs and maybe help them through these tough times as a teenager.
That's interesting, because when I hear troubled youth, I'm usually thinking the kid's gone wrong. He or she is doing things they shouldn't be doing, but it's not necessarily always just them. It could be outside forces like bullying and things.
Right, right. And we see that a lot here lately, you know, with different things going on at school, you know, a lot of different stuff going on at high school, different situations. Parents divorce, parents together, you know, different situations that can cause the problem. So.
Well, and in so many homes, both parents working.
Right,
and,
yes.
And, you know, it's the unfortunate side effect of the way we live our lives these days is sometimes the children don't get as much or the quality kind of attention maybe they need all the time.
Right, right, yep.
And it can lead to certain issues.
Yep.
You know, we'd think in a small community, in a small county like that, that's, oh, everybody lives just a wonderful life, and we all get along great, and the kids are all perfect, and we'd probably be surprised at how many different situations that you see.
Right. And I think children and teens nowadays are maybe talk about it a little bit more. You know, maybe it's always been there, but the troubled youth now speak up a little bit more. You know, there's the anti-bullying laws at school and stuff, and it's just another tool to help them through these situations, so hopefully.
Right, and as I mentioned earlier, some of the issues, you know, with regard to parents having so much on their plates these days, too. But,
yes,
you know, it's not always the parents' fault. Kids spend a lot of time other places, too.
Right.
It's, when we were growing up, it was just us spending time with our friends, you know, at school and whatever else. But now it's with social media and all these other things that, you know, and sometimes the youngsters are a little bit shy about coming forward when some issues come up like that.
Yeah, there's a lot of outside influences, like you said, social media, different events. Parents have to work, both work, and maybe not around as much. Different peer pressures, you know, that they see at school. So, different things.
Talk about Dr. Lynn Hoff, an expert in this area. You mentioned that you or an associate had heard them speak somewhere else and thought it would be great here.
Yep. So one of the other staff that works on the behavioral health unit got to hear him speak in Council Bluffs and mentioned it to me and said, you know, do you think we could bring him to the community? We think this would be a great thing. And so we presented it to the hospital and they said, yeah, that'd be great. We shot him off an email and he said, yeah, I'd love to come out and do a workshop on this. So he has been a clinical psychologist. He got his doctorate at the University of Nebraska. He served as the director as the community mental health center office. He did private practice as well, was a clinical director and clinical consultant at Omaha's Richard Young Center, which is now called Lasting Hope there, for 16 years. And since 2003, he's been with CHI Health Behavioral Services and does programs in Nebraska and Iowa. So
probably does quite a bit of traveling on that behalf.
Yes, and this is actually what he does. He goes out and does educational things for in the community.
Sure.
So
along the lines of what we were talking about earlier, I can see where sometimes maybe some folks would be a little bit shy about looking into this because, you know, I don't, whether it's the youngsters, you know, you don't want to admit any kind of failure, whether it's parents, you don't want to admit any kind of failure at all. That's not what this is about.
No, no, absolutely. This is just to get the education out there, and there's pretty much not a place around here that doesn't deal with some kind of troubled youth out in the community, whether it's grocery stores, hospitals. I mean, everywhere has some kind of interaction with youth today. So these are just things to help us out. So.
Well, and a note I saw here, too, it was actually a quote from Dr. Lenhoff, rather, about childhood years. Of course, as we know, even under the best conditions can be stormy. But here's the key I saw. Not every problem is a mental disorder or a family dysfunction.
Right. Correct.
Kind of what we talked about before. It's identifying some of those things before things get too far down the road.
Right.
And create other problems that we then have to deal with.
Right. Exactly.
And things can ball up real fast there, I'm sure. Yep. Who is this for specifically?
So this is specifically for basically any professionals that deal with troubled youth. We basically, schools, anybody, mental health providers, anybody that, even families that maybe have troubled youth that they are dealing with right now. Basically anybody in the community that touches a teen in any way. So.
Okay, they all have an opportunity then to learn a little bit more about some of these critical issues there.
Yeah.
Because these things are sometimes hard to see, aren't they?
Yes, yes.
You would think when we talk about troubled youngsters that those signs would just be all over them like badges on their chest, but really not. Some of this stuff kind of festers beneath the surface for a while, and then when it does bubble up, if we don't see some of those early signs, it bubbles up in a bad way.
Yes, yep.
And then we deal with other types of issues, too. And that can affect everything in their lives, I assume. Relationships, schoolwork, family situation, everything.
Yep. And, it can affect their future, going to college, stuff like that. If they get in trouble and probation and, it leads to a lot of different things. So hopefully this will just be a tool that we can prevent a little bit of that.
Yeah, every step along the way.
Right.
it's all part of that journey and it can really affect how that goes.
Yep.
Doing these types of community workshops on these types of issues, because, this is kind of a sensitive issue too for some folks.
Yeah.
Is this kind of a goal of trying to do more community outreach along these lines to be preventive instead of having to deal with issues later?
We would like to see that, yes. On the behavioral health unit, we've talked about some of this, and just we see newer trends and just like to be able to give people the education to maybe help prevent some of this and, hopefully a little bit better future for these kids. So.
Yeah. Well, as you said, when it gets to extreme areas, you can start talking about things like in-school issues and law enforcement, having to get involved. Then you've really gotten to an extreme. But let's cut things off before they get there first.
Right.
And the way to do that is by education, by learning what the signs are, learning what we should be looking for. And that's all kind of part of that presentation.
Yeah.
All right. Very good. How long will this presentation last?
So it'll be about 2.5 hours. Each segment, he said, will probably take about an hour or so. He'll talk about the tools to deal with troubled youth, and then he'll also go into ways to identify suicide risks, maybe in those teens that you may not be looking for, and then also talk about self-harm behavior, because that's one of the things we've seen kind of arise with teenagers that helps history of cutting and stuff like that. We've seen an increase in that. So just things to help maybe parents look for what they need to look for and symptoms to watch for in their teens. So
will there be some materials, some take-home items?
He will have handouts that he will, or PowerPoints, and then we will also have a sign-up sheet. So when it is over, if they want to get it, we can email them out to them. So, get that out there for them.
Now, this is a free service.
Yes, absolutely.
But you are asking for folks to, if they can, call ahead.
Yes. So we have a reservation hotline in advance, if you can, just so we kind of know a number of people, how we're going to have there, because we'll have refreshments and stuff like that. So if they want to attend, if they want to call 712-250-8020, that's our reservation hotline, and basically just let us know that they're going to be there and how many people is going to be with them, so we kind of get a head count for
Very
it
good.
So be great.
Important opportunity for you there. And by the way, if it helps get you out there a little bit earlier, everything that I've attended at the hospital usually has some pretty good treats there too, so that's always a help. Very good. Well, Alicia, thanks so much for stopping by and sharing with us today about a pretty important issue. Our children are pretty important to us.
Yes, they are.
Very good. Thanks for coming by.
Thanks for having me out.